Welcome to Unity Reflections of Truth. Deck the Halls was a talk and meditation presented by Reverend Phyllis Grace on the 3rd of December 2023.
Thank you, Julian, and good morning, everyone. Lovely to be here. And it was interesting listening to Julian tell us about the fact that they weren't allowed to decorate their home until the 8th, which was his former wife's birthday. It would be a lot later if we had done that when I was married, because my husband's birthday was the 21st. Mine was a week earlier. So we wouldn't have been putting our Christmas decorations up until the very last minute. And I know a lot of people do that. But, it was always a happy occasion for us to deck the halls. And it was interesting, that we understand, like, the year... month of December is officially leading up to Christmas, and we do celebrate the advent of the coming of that Christmas celebration or festive celebration, whichever we prefer to call it. And it's interesting because during the past weeks, particularly since the Adelaide Christmas pageant rolled through the streets of Adelaide, I have become aware of more and more businesses and individuals decorating the halls by putting up decorations in preparation of the Christmas celebration. Now, for those of you who don't live in Adelaide, and I know none of you do, the Adelaide Christmas pageant is usually rolls through the city 6 weeks before Christmas. So it's a long period of time that we have in Adelaide to deck our halls. Recently, my daughter said to me, I told her that I was doing this talk, and she said, "Oh, what are you talking about?" And I said, "Oh, decorations." She looked at me with a puzzled look on her face. She said, "But Mum, you don't like decorations." I said, "Whatever gives you that idea?" She said, "Well, you haven't put too many up in the past years, and that would only be the last couple of years." And I said, "And that is because all my decorations are up in a very high cupboard and I need a ladder to can't get to them. And my children keep telling me, don't climb ladders, Mum. So they don't get taken down to decorate my home." "Oh," she said, "okay." So she understands now why I don't deck my hall so much with decorations these days. However, mind you, she didn't offer to come and take them down for me so that I could decorate and then come and put them back for me, but never mind. There we go. But let's get back to what I started to talk about. But while one of the things I have noticed when I've gone into businesses is that the decorations aren't as elaborate this year as they have been in past years, or probably not even since COVID, when, few people were out and about. And I thought, well, is that a good or a bad thing? And I wondered why it was that they don't seem to be as elaborate as they used to be. As an adult, I don't know that it's all that important. It's nice to see the decorations, and I do enjoy looking at the decorations as I walk around the malls or the past homes and that. Some of the homes are extremely elaborately decorated, I have to say, still, even with electricity, the price it is. But I know that as a child, and I know children today, simply love looking at the decorations and particularly seeing Santa around, because they know that time of opening all those presents is coming close. And it is a very special time for children. But have you, like myself, ever wondered why we decorate the halls? And what significance do these decorations have, if any at all? I imagine some of you have some idea of the symbology behind some of the decorations that we use, but where did they originate and did their origins have the same significance that we give them today? So I decided to feed my curiosity and explore why we use some of the decorations that we use to adorn our homes and public places. And from an article posted back in 2009, 16 on ABC News, I read the history of the Christmas tree. Now, the Christmas tree is one of those things that is perhaps one of the most popular decorations in our homes and in businesses. And I learned that the evergreen trees and plants have been used to celebrate winter festivals for thousands of years, long before Christianity. Pagans in Europe used branches of evergreen fir trees to decorate their homes and brighten their spirits during the long winter solstice. Early Romans used evergreens to decorate their temples at the festival of Saturnalia, which is held in mid-December. And it's an ancient Roman pagan festival honoring the agricultural god Saturn. I beg you, wrong word there. And ancient Egyptians used green palm rushes as part of their worship of the god Ra, who is the sun god. So the idea of bringing the evergreen into the house represents fertility and new life in the darkness of winter, which was much more of a pagan theme, and of course, much more of a theme for the Northern Hemisphere, where of course they are well and truly into, well, just started into winter, this winter season. And it was a Dominic Wilson from the University of Sydney that was giving this talk that was posted on ABC News. So those ideas of bringing the fir into the home during the winter solstice were also led, which was also where the idea of the holly and the ivy and mistletoe came from, because they are the few flowering plants in winter. So therefore they hold special significance and they add a little bit of brightness to the home. So many people speculate that the idea of placing a tree in the home during the winter solstice that many cultures before Christianity practiced led to the advent of the tree being referred to as a Christmas tree by Christians. However, like most things, you'll find a site on the internet that will distance themselves from much of the information that you find there. And I did find a Christian site that distanced the Christian tradition of the Christmas tree from pagan roots. There is a lot of articles about the Christmas tree that are available if you're interested. Yeah, I find it rather interesting to have a look and see what people have to say about why we use the Christmas tree and where that symbology comes from. But as you may realize, most of the traditions, as I said before, are from the Northern Hemisphere. And as people migrated and settled in other parts of the world, of course, many of those traditions went with them. And when I was writing that, I thought, yes, well, I can remember my poor mother cooking hot dinners on Christmas Day, and it would be sweltering 40 degrees the heat sometimes. And I'm thinking, this is ridiculous in our summer heat. You know, a hot luncheon took mum all morning to prepare and part of the days before. And it just seemed out of whack. Well, of course, now a lot of us in Australia, particularly, have a more suitable meal, I feel, for our conditions, which is generally salads and cold meats and those sorts of things. But going back to the Christmas tree, I remember as a child coming into Christmas, Dad would head out to his cousin's very large garden where he would do a little bit of gardening for his cousin and coming home with a branch from one of the pine trees that grew along the entire very large fence line of the home that she lived in. My siblings and I would gather around waiting for it to be put into place and so we could start adding decorations. I loved the smell of the pine that gave off, particularly on warm and hot days. I do miss that with the artificial trees that I have used in the past to decorate my home. It's not quite the same without that smell of pine. I know Mum didn't like the idea when the fronds started to fall or the needles started to fall and make a mess on the floor and she had to constantly clean them up. However, we did still love having those branches of the pine tree in the home. Many of the decorations that we used were homemade. We would cut out stars, we would cut out bells, we would make paper chains to hang on the tree. And when Mum bought cherries, we often found some of those hanging on the branches as well. I don't remember lights adorning the tree until we were well into our teens. So where did the tradition of decorating the Christmas tree actually come from? We know that it's been a tradition to bring the greenery into the home during the winter solstice in the Northern Hemisphere here. And we have continued that tradition in the Southern Hemisphere in many places. But what about the decorations that we put on it? It seems that in the 16th century, Germans began the tradition of bringing a fresh tree into the house as part of the Christmas celebrations, decorated it with fruit, nuts, and marzipan cookies. Reading that, I was reminded that I have a red strawberry decoration. I bought it in America when I was over there. That I used to decorate the tree on those occasions that I had put it up. So the earliest times they used the fruit and nuts and marzipan cookies. So then when they started making the decorations in glass, they started using the glass blowers would blow the glass into the shape of different kinds of fruit to continue that tradition of using the fruit to decorate the trees. Eventually, the baubles became more sophisticated shapes, still in glass until plastic became used. And again, when living in a unity village, we had a gathering at Christmas that I attended, and we had a gift exchange. And it was a bit of fun because we could keep swapping our gifts as it was our turn to choose a gift from the pile. The one that I ended up with was so appropriate for me. I think once I actually took that from the pile of gifts, and no one was willing to take it from me because it was so Australian and it's just fallen apart. The poor old Santa's legs keep coming off. It's a surfing Santa. And as I say, I don't think my classmates were going to take it from me because it was so typical of where I came from, living in America at that time. So I've hung that on the tree whenever I had it up in the house to remind me of those wonderful times. So where did the idea of using tinsel originate, which is always glittery and bright? Where did that originate? Well, one site said that the idea of tinsel dates way back to 1610 to a place in Germany. And here they used thin strands of real silver in their trees to reflect candlelight. What they did was they hammered it until it was very, very thin, the silver, very, very thin, and then they could cut it into long strands, then they'd hang it onto their trees. I don't think you'd see real silver being used today somehow. However, it's a lovely idea, and we still get the beautiful reflection on the tinsels that we place on the tree. So, what symbology can we attribute to the beautiful practice of decorating a Christmas tree and some of the decorations that we put on? Well, of course, some, as I've said, have dated way back and have changed over the years, but are still in the style and idea of the originality, of original idea of brightening the home in the middle of winter. We know that the pine, spruce, and fir trees are the most popular trees to use to decorate as Christmas trees. As a two-dimensional shape, what is it? It's a triangle. I don't know whether you can see that. It's a triangle. And in traditional Christianity, they see the triangle as representing the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And of course, in unity, we see the Trinity as mind, idea, expression. How often have you considered that when you look at the Christmas tree? No, I haven't. Maybe you will now remember the symbology when decorating your tree. Mind, idea, expression. The evergreen of the pines or firs, spruces represent eternal life. And as I shared earlier, the holly and mistletoe and ivy were brought into the homes because they are flowering in the northern hemisphere and add colour. And this is a lovely time of year for joy and brightness and happiness. Christmas is a time of rejoicing. And reflecting on the Christmas story, many other decorations are added for colour and sparkle to the tree in your home. And probably you can think of at least one or two decorations you add to the tree that have a connection to the Christmas story. In Luke chapter 1, we find the story of the shepherds that reads, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone down around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger.'" So, from this story, of course, many people use an angel as their tree topper, which represents the angel that spoke in the to the shepherds as they watched their flocks at night. Do we contemplate again that part of the Christmas story when we add the angel to the top of the Christmas tree? Perhaps if we are very familiar with the story, we would, but there are seem to be so many people today that are not really aware of why we celebrate Christmas, and they would put the angel on the tree without any realization of what it really signifies. Another decoration that you may see on a Christmas tree that again comes from that story of the shepherds out in the fields is the candy cane. That represents the crook that sometimes is referred to the hook staff that the shepherds were known to carry back in those days. So another connection to that beautiful story of Jesus' birth. The Gospel of Matthew speaks of the Magi, or wise men who followed a star from the east to Bethlehem in search of a newborn king. So another tree topper is the star that may be used. And that represents the star that led the wise, brought the wise men to Bethlehem. Beneath the tree, we will place gifts that represent the gifts that the Magi brought with them when they followed that star. Of course, there is the story of St. Nick and his spreading good cheer with gifts for the children And we can relate that story again to the giving of the gifts that the Magi offered as well. It is not usually related that way, but I like to endeavour to look at the relevance of the story of Christmas to the traditions we use to celebrate. And of course, the children relate so well to the gift giving of St. Nick or Santa Claus, and I wouldn't want to take that away from the magic for young children. So we have heard that candles were replaced by small lights once electricity was in use, and people were aware of the fire danger candles had. To me, the light of the candle or the Christmas lights represent the light of the Christ that the teachings of Jesus tell us is within each one of us. For me, our purpose is to let our light shine brightly, and we do that by being loving kindness in action. How many people would see this symbology when they place the lights on their tree? I know I haven't always considered them as representing the Christ light within me. The last decoration that I want to mention is the bell. The bell. I can remember way back when I was living at home with my parents, and we lived about 3K from the city, no, 3 miles from the city. And on Sunday morning, depending on which way the wind blew, we could hear the bells of St. Peter's Cathedral, which is in North Adelaide, on the outskirts, just on the edge of Adelaide City. And often we would hear them on Tuesday evening when the bell ringers would practice their bell ringing ready for Sunday morning. Of course, as you know, many cathedrals and churches have a bell tower, and we can often hear the bells ringing out during Sunday and particularly at Christmas. Now, to me, the bell has a very joyous sound, and that to me represents that joyous feeling that we need to have, we can invoke within ourselves when we think about why we decorate and celebrate Christmas. So I have covered just a few of the more traditional decorations that are used to adorn Christmas trees in particular, but sometimes used to adorn other parts of our homes and gardens. And I know that there are many, many, many more. Some represent the manger where we are told Jesus lay when the shepherds came to Bethlehem in search of the newborn baby. There is the Christmas wreath representing eternal life. Some decorations we may see in use today represent the season of Christmas, the winter season of the Northern Hemisphere. I know I've got snowmen in my collection of Christmas decorations, and would be most unusual to see snow in Australia on Christmas Day. However, in America, that's not uncommon. So, of course, the snowman is quite common as part of their Christmas decorations. But it's nice sometimes to see a branch or even a gum tree decorated with lights and things in our Australian landscape to use as a decoration. And of course, decorations such as my surfing centre to bring that touch of Australasia into our decorating. And I'm sure the New Zealanders have got things that they perhaps add to their Christmas trees that represent Christmas in New Zealand. So whatever the decorations we use, let us not forget the reason that we take to deck the halls. It is the time to celebrate and rejoice the birth, life, and teachings of Jesus that have survived for over 2,000 years. And even as we put away the decorations a few weeks later, let us continue to remember the wonderful legacy that we were given by the Master Teacher and his words of wisdom and acts of pure love, and continue to rejoice and let our light shine throughout the new year. May you have an absolutely joyous Christmas and New Year. So let's now take a time to turn within. I invite you to take a moment to simply relax. As you take a deep, refreshing breath, as you release that breath, let go of your physical weight and let the chair that you're sitting in support you completely and fully. Relax. Take another refreshing breath. And as you release that breath, let go of any mental health, well, weight that you may be holding on to, as you simply breathe all that mental weight out. Take another deep breath, a deep, refreshing breath. And as you release that breath, let go of any emotional weight that you might be holding on to. As you release and let go of physical, mental, and emotional weight, feel your body free and open and receptive. As you feel a strong sense of release, continue to focus on the refreshing in and out breath, the in and out breath of life. And settle in to the calming knowledge that deep within you, you have all the love, all the support, all the guidance, the wisdom, and joy that you need in any situation. Knowing this is always available to us, direct from our divine self. As we enter this festive season, decking the halls with joyful colours, let us truly remember the reason we take time to celebrate not only the birth of that of Jesus, but also, as importantly, the birth of the Christ Spirit within us. Each and every one of us has that Christ within. Let us celebrate the rebirth of that Christ Spirit within as we celebrate this Christmas season. It is with faith that we celebrate this special time of year, and as we continue our spiritual journey during this season of Advent, let us all express love, joy, peace, and goodwill to everyone we interact with, including ourselves. As you embrace the busyness of the season, let your focus be not on the commercialism of this season, but on the spirit of rejoicing and celebrating Jesus' birth and the birth within, of the Christ within. As you continue to focus your breath, see that breath moving in and through your heart center and spreading those qualities of love, light, peace, joy, and goodwill to all around you, expanding and spreading around this beautiful planet, embracing all creatures, great and small. See that light from within you brighten, and as you see those expressions of love, peace, joy, and goodwill expand within you, see them expanding all around. holding to that vision within your heart. Let us now spend some quiet moments in the silence. In the silence. I invite you now to return to this time and place. Let us all give thanks for all the celebrations we enjoy during this festive season. Let us embrace the busyness, remembering the reason for the season in all that we do. And let's give thanks for the life, the love, and the wisdom that was shared by that beautiful creature that was born over 2,000 years ago. We celebrate on this Christmas, during this Christmas time. And so it is. Amen.
Moment in this place, I remember who I am, letting fear and worry fall away from me. I open my eyes and see there is love. Zone.